Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Doja Cat right there and Woman on 102.7 KISS FM. Welcome, Tyler Florence, to the show.
Hi. Hi, everybody. How are you?
We're good. You know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I feel like that is the Super Bowl of food. If you had to say what is the most important food when it comes to Thanksgiving, what would you say? Don't say turkey.
Well, I was going to say the turkey, but then I'm like, everybody says the turkey. I'm thinking the gravy. I think the gravy's got to be super important,
yeah.
Right? But let me jump into the turkey real fast. So if you have it like fully decided on which direction you want to go with a bird, I'd like to highly recommend that you don't put a whole bird in the oven, because I think historically it's just kind of a disaster, right?
How do you really think about it? You say cut it up before?
No. So you want to treat it like a big chicken instead of actually treating it like a big football, right? So if you've got this 12 to 14 pound bird that's probably a little frozen in the middle, let's be real, probably a little bit, right? So then by the time the radiant heat from the oven penetrates down to the bones, and that's the most critical part, because people get freaked out if it's a little pink by the bone, right? Mm-hmm. That the turkey itself, the protein, is just kind of hammered. And then you really, really need the gravy, right? But if you can ask your butcher to do it, it's not that difficult. Break it down like a big chicken. So you got two breasts with the wings connected, and then you got two legs, and that's gonna be the thighs and the drumsticks, right? So if you can take away what they call the middle cage, which is like the rib section, take that out. You could save that for stock if you want. But then take the turkey, season it with salt and pepper on both sides, sear it really, really well. You know, if you can't get all four pieces in the pan at the same time, just take it like two pieces at a time, skin side down until it gets really kind of nice and brown and crispy. Flip it over onto a cookie sheet or a sheet pan, bake in the oven at 375 until you get an insta-read thermometer. They'll give you about a 155 temperature. It takes less than an hour. Like, no joke. It takes maybe an hour, right? Less than an hour.
Oh, wow.
And you get the most succulent, right? Most succulent, most delicious turkey you've ever had in your entire life without having it to be just really, really overcooked and hammered. And then you, instead of having this big, you know, Norman Rockwell presentation of the whole bird, which nobody really does anyway, just take it, and you, like the dark meat slices off really well. The breast meat slices beautifully. And you can have this really nice platter. It's kind of easier to get to. But the texture of the turkey is not overcooked. And that's the thing about it. When you put a whole bird in the oven, you're guaranteed to overcook it.
And that's where you get the dryness of the turkey and all that. Wow, our mind is blown. And I love the fact that you can do it in an hour's time.
I know. I feel because, like, my mom's always cooking it for like hours on end on Thanksgiving.
If you're tuning in right now, that is Tyler Florence. And you know, you've watched him on the Food Network. I mean, like, you've done like so many different shows. Tyler's Ultimate. I mean, the Great Food Truck Race. You've written like 1,000 cookbooks. So welcome. And you know, you have this podcast now that you're doing with Wells Adams. What can you tell us about the podcast?
Yeah. So it's two dudes in a kitchen. Wells and I are going to get together once a week and crack each other up and start talking about recipes. He's a huge foodie. We met through the Food Network. He was a contestant on Worst Cooks in America a couple of years ago. He actually won, and he did a really, really great job. Like, he's a very, very serious cook. And we became friends. And so we stayed connected over the last couple of years, and had always kicked around the idea about getting together once a week and start talking about food and life. And we banged out a pilot and it was excellent and we had a good time with it. So we're partnering this with through the iHeartRadio network and it's going to be a lot of fun. So you can get this podcast, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, anywhere that you get podcasts. And it is so much fun. We're going to be taking call-ins. We're going to be, you know, talking about current events. We're going to be talking about like TikTok influencers, anything and everything that has to do in the food world. We're going to cover it. And we're just going to get together once a week and just start jumping into the kitchen.
Tyler Florence is with us right now, you know, and it's that time of year, Wish List Wednesday. So Macy's has everything you need for this holiday to prep, like air fryers, Instant Pot, Dutch ovens with Tanya, which Tanya is very excited about.
Yeah, I really want a Dutch oven this year.
Baking pans, but most importantly, electronic wine openers, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Bottle stoppers. So what's one item everyone needs this holiday season? Tyler Florence, what would you say?
Well, let's start cheap and then go expensive because there's a couple of things I really like at Macy's right now. I think the NutriBullet like Pro Plus, it's like a little mini blender that makes such great smoothies. Like to me, like I use these so much, I'll burn through them and probably get a new one every year.
Oh.
I think these are great. Yeah, so and they're about $80, and it's kind of one of those things that. Like, especially because there's so much like touch and go in the morning, like especially with the kids, right? Trying to get the kids to school and giving them a healthy breakfast. And you just want to put something healthy in their stomach. So making a nice big, you know, peanut butter protein smoothie in the morning. They love that kind of stuff. It's the NutriBullet Pro Plus from Macy's. It's $79.99. It's on sale right now. It used to be $119. I think that's a really good one.
Yeah.
And then another thing I thought was really good too, because, you know, especially when you're cooking it around the holidays, having extra cutting boards, I think is always really, really important.
You go through them
right?
so much.
So yeah. So Joseph is the name of the company, the designer, and it's called the Folio Stainless Steel 4-Piece Chopping Board Set. It's got a really pretty stainless steel case, and it comes in a different color. Comes in a couple of different colors, like black and copper, and then steel. So it could look really kind of stealth and pretty in your kitchen. But it's inside this case. It's got three portable cutting boards that you can kind of spread the workload out if somebody else wants to join in the kitchen to help chop an onion or something like that. Got that knocked out. Now the thing that I think, you know, we could transform your kitchen, and this is a little expensive, right? And but it's the precision griddle from Wolf Gourmet, right? So it's available at Macy's. It's got really, really super high ratings, like 4.4 stars out of 5, right? Wow. Now this thing is $650. This is $650. This is a commitment, right?
Okay.
But it is a flat top griddle because most people, when you cook, right? Like mm-hmm. so let's say for Thanksgiving, you're cooking for 15, 20 people. How big is your saute pan anyway? 10 inches, 12 inches, right? It really kind of makes it hard to sear and cook things in volume. Now, this is a griddle that, you know, on the average weekend, you can make French toast, you can make pancakes. But if you're really going to like cook in volume, if you're cooking for a group or an event, I think having something like this, it's a professional grade. I even think it's like NSF certified. I think it's like you actually take it to a restaurant kitchen, but you could sear things in volume. And really kind of cook at scale. It's also got a lid on top of it, so you can steam some things too, which is really great. So there's a couple of really good things. I was going through their website. Macy's is such a fantastic store. There's so much to choose from. But those are my three hits right now.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Very good suggestions. Yeah. I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Make sure you check out Tyler Florence with Wells Adams. That is their new podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. Take care. And, you know, tomorrow is also the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade on NBC from 9 a.m. to noon. And 50 minutes of nonstop music is next.